Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a situation in this game that I've been arguing with people about for the last couple of days with the New York Yankees. In this game, in the top of the eighth inning, the New York Mets are down 4-2. They have two runners on. The Nationals have two runners on. I believe it was a double and a walk. Please, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But they have two runners on. They're down 4-2. And the manager goes to the newly acquired, hasn't pitched in a few years, let alone for the Mets, Justin Garza, in the eighth inning, down only two runs to the Nationals, with Juan Soto and Pete Alonso batting fourth and fifth in the next inning, and you know they'll come up in the ninth as well, if need be. Two runs. And he doesn't just go to a lesser profile reliever or not one of his top guys to keep it close. He goes to the newly acquired pitcher who hasn't pitched in years, down only two in the eighth inning. And of course, Justin Garza does the job, gets out of it. The Mets come back, and that is pointed to as I'm watching the post game. Todd Zeal gives Justin Garza the zeal of approval. And I'm watching them talk to Mendoza and what made you go to him there and how good. And that's a turning point in the game, that Justin Garza comes in and gets through the final two outs of the eighth inning with runners on, clinging to a two-run deficit against the Washington Nationals. The Mets had the day off yesterday. They have everybody available to them in the bullpen. Everybody's available to them. He pitched Buddo earlier in the game, but other than that, you could have went to Garrett there to keep a two-run game, a two-run game. You could have went in a bunch of different directions with guys who have actually pitched for the Mets, who've been successful for the Mets. He could have used one of his top guys. They were off yesterday. They had every opportunity to use one of their top guys to keep a game close in a two-run deficit in the eighth inning. Instead, he goes to not only his lowest arm in the bullpen, a guy who literally has not pitched in years. And nobody says a word. In fact, because he got the outs, it's the turning point of the game and one of the great decisions from this manager. Now, I rewind to Saturday night with the New York Yankees, and Aaron Boone, with a one-run deficit in the ninth, goes to Ian Hamilton to start an inning against the bottom of the Red Sox order. An Ian Hamilton who was great for them out of the bullpen last year. An Ian Hamilton who has built up equity with the New York Yankees. Hasn't been great this year, but has built up equity with the New York Yankees and how he's pitched over the last couple of seasons. He's not the worst. De Los Santos is the worst arm or the least low guy on the totem pole with this team. He goes to Ian Hamilton, gives up runs, and the fan base loses it. And Aaron Boone is an idiot. And this is the most critical moment of the game to keep it at one run. You have to do whatever you can to keep it to one run. And Boone's a moron and an idiot for not using a high-leverage reliever that he used the night before and would lose him for the next day. But he's an idiot for bringing in that guy. But when Mendoza, with a two-run deficit in the eighth, brings in someone who hasn't pitched in 2 years, I don't hear a peep. It was a smart move. Why would you go to your high-end relievers down two runs? It's strictly based on two things. What we get mad about is based on two things. One, did it work? And two, do we like the manager? That's it. We don't like Boone, and it didn't work. Idiot. If Garza gave up a three-run home run, everyone would say, hey, not our night. Not our night. We're down two runs. You know, this kid hasn't pitched in a while. Gave up a three-run home run. But because Mendoza is the toast of the town, Mendoza's done an incredible job with this team. I agree. Nobody would say a word. But Boone, who led the team to the World Series and will be managing the American League All-Star game, he's believed to be an idiot with the bullpen, so we kill him for doing the exact same thing. I had to just bring that up. Had to. Considering I was arguing with everybody from Sean Marash to everybody on Twitter over the last couple of days about how Aaron Boone was an idiot for going to Ian Hamilton, the Mets do the exact same thing 2 days later, and they're praised for it. Because everybody loves Stearns, everybody loves the owner, everybody loves Mendoza, so we don't get critical of him. Everybody hates Brian Cashman, everybody hates Hal Steinbrenner, everybody hates Aaron Boone, so we kill him for it. Did it work? Do we like him? That's how we make decisions on who we're critical of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.